more of Lake Effect Now, I'm Joy Powers. The coronavirus pandemic is in some ways an echo of our history. People have compared it to other health crises, like the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic. Others have compared concerns about an economic downturn to what happened during the Great Depression. For essayist Aleta Chacek, these parallels were borne out in letters from her grandfather, a business owner who lived through the Great Depression. Her essay, titled We Have Managed, So Far, begins with a passage from one of her grandfather's letters written during the Great Depression.
We have been having bad times here in America, but we have managed so far. There are 12 to 13 million good laborers unemployed. During the past years, the entire government has been badly governed. I think it will be a long time to get the country back on an even keel. The words jump off the page as I read the letter my grandfather wrote home to his brother in Norway in September of 1933. I'm struck by the parallel of his thoughts then with an America drowning in reports of how the COVID-19 pandemic is ravaging our healthcare system and our economic engines. I reread his letter with new eyes. Since Safer at Home was declared, I spend much of my time connecting with people I would ordinarily see when socializing, exercising, worshiping, and volunteering. My husband and I follow closely the well-being of our families who are working and going to school from home. Life goes on, and yet somehow we are mentally exhausted at the end of the day. Why is that? Is it the constant reports of numbers of confirmed cases and death from COVID-19? Is it the unending he said, she said from governmental leaders that wears me down? My heart breaks seeing images of exhausted and poorly equipped healthcare workers. But why is it so heavy for me? It's not my family. Maybe it's the woman I know whose husband died from COVID-19. Or the friends whose nurse daughter wears garbage bags taped together because her hospital has run out of gowns. Or the distraught church member's cries over a relative who has died without the comfort of family. Or the toddler grandson who cannot understand that the image of his birthday cake is too far away to actually eat. When my grandfather wrote, "We have managed so far," as he did frequently in his long letter, was he whistling in the dark or was he confident so far? My grandfather could recite the ways in which his world had changed, how much money and land he had lost. But he could also see he had a responsibility to use what resources he had well. He went on to write of the employee he will keep on as long as he can, of the support of his family here, of his concern for his distant family in Norway. He gave a local family with an unemployed dad $5 a week from his reduced earnings because he cannot, in his words, let them starve. Even though our world has shrunk to our homes and neighborhoods, we can both see and talk to people around the globe. But that does not mean we know how to cope with day-to-day challenges. What if we have no internet connection? How does our daughter work when the daycare is closed? When will I be able to see my doctor, get my teeth cleaned, my hair cut? How to manage seems to change daily. Sometimes the only answer is, we just don't know. As disrupted as our society is by slowing down, imposing limits on everyone, there is evidence that people are coming together to appreciate one another. We can't provide PPE to overtaxed healthcare workers, but we can cheer for them. We can donate to local food programs. We can appreciate our mail person, our sanitation workers. Most of all, we can stay at home and not become patients ourselves. Just as in the Great Depression, some people will get through this time and be stronger for it. Others will add burdens of unemployment, fractured relationships, diseases and death to already fragile lives and succumb to despair. Not everyone will survive. It is likely that without some dramatic societal intervention, those who entered this time with the fewest resources will pay the highest price. During the 1990s, a time when the future of my grandfather's business, started in 1931, was very much in doubt, my brother Mark became the owner-operator. Not only has he kept the business going, he has grown it to a chain of stores where many fourth-generation family members participate in its operations. Today, that business is being stressed once again. Like his grandfather before him, Mark does not know how this will end. Selling appliances is considered an essential service, but sales are way down. Contractors are not bidding. Inventory must be maintained, and employees paid, all while ongoing expenses continue. He has laid off only 10% of his employees for now. He is paying health insurance for his remaining employees. His resilience is being tested, but so far, he is managing. Where do we get hope in this uncertain time of COVID-19? Each of us must look for it in ourselves, our family, and our communities. For me, I leave you with Grandpa's words, written long ago. I think you are getting tired of reading about all this misery. I have to tell you, it is twice as bad as I'm able to describe it in a letter. But once again, I want to say, I haven't lost my spirit. There will surely be sunshine one day again. We are managing so far.
Aletta Chasek is an author living in Milwaukee. You can find more of her work at wuwm.com.